Hello, my name is Andrea Oliva, and I'm going to tell you how me and my family celebrate the month of December. First of all, let me tell you that December is one of my favorite months of the year. This is because, well, it is a month full of celebrations. Besides Christmas and New Year, it is also my mom's, my sister's, and my big brother's birthday. For Christmas, my mom's family gathered together at my house. On that day, we eat a special food cooked by my mom, and we pray together as a family. And for the 31st of December, which is the last date of the year, my dad's family gathered together at my house. On that day, we eat a special food also cooked by my mom. She cooks delicious. We also pray together, but this time, thanking for all the blessings received throughout the year. And we dance and we light fireworks on that day. Thank you. So now I'm going to read the script. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. "This is the best route. Keep your horse to the spot, and you will be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We will have a cot set up in the guest house for you." Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pin pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he's my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time, and he's doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. "Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe." Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his callous, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.